Welcome to Blog Byte, the podcast, where we take the best engineering blogs and kind of like transform them into bite-sized audio.
Yeah.
So today we're going to do a deep dive into a blog post from LinkedIn's engineering team.
Okay.
It's called How We Built Domain-Adapted Foundation Gen AI Models to Power Our Platform.
Nice.
And it's authored by Praveen Kumar Bodhigutla.
It's a really interesting look at how LinkedIn is using generative AI to create new and improved features for their massive user base.
Yeah, and it sounds like they've been on this journey for a while already.
Yeah.
The blog post mentions that they first started exploring Gen AI back in 2022 with things like personalized AI-assisted messaging.
That's right. LinkedIn was actually an early adopter of Gen AI, even before this whole recent hype cycle.
Yeah.
And then the release of OpenAI's GPT-4 in 2023 really accelerated their efforts.
Hmm.
That led to the development of features like the AI-powered profile writing suggestions and the collaborative articles feature.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Those were definitely attention-grabbing.
Yeah.
But it seems like they weren't content to just stop there.
Exactly. They actually encountered some limitations with those initial GPT-powered features.
Okay.
There were concerns about latency and cost,
yeah,
particularly for a platform as large as LinkedIn.
Right.
So they took the initiative to create in BART their own domain-adapted open-source model, and they started using that for AI-assisted messaging.
So they were already customizing AI models back then.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive. What prompted them to move beyond in BART, though?
Well, in BART, while innovative, wasn't as flexible or adaptable as they needed.
Hmm.
You know, adding new features meant gathering lots of new training data and essentially retraining the whole model. That approach just wasn't scalable for a platform like LinkedIn, which is constantly evolving and adding new features. This is where the EON project enters the picture.
Okay, EON Economic Opportunity Network.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about what these EON models are and how they differ from the previous approaches?
Sure. So EON models are all about making existing open source or third-party foundation models work better for LinkedIn. They accomplish this by incorporating LinkedIn-specific knowledge and data from the LinkedIn economic graph.
So instead of building AI models from scratch, they're taking these powerful general models and fine-tuning them to be LinkedIn specialists.
That's a great way to put it. They use a two-step process to do this.
Okay.
First, they apply multitask instruction tuning using something called reasoning traces. Essentially, reasoning traces help the model understand not just what to do, but the why and how behind each task. Think of it like breaking down a complex task into smaller, more manageable steps and explaining your thought process at each stage.
So it's all about providing the model with a deeper understanding of what's happening on LinkedIn and the nuances of its various features. What about the second step in the process?
The second step focuses on aligning the model with LinkedIn's values and user expectations. They want to ensure the model behaves responsibly and generates output that is safe and useful.
Hmm.
This involves techniques like RLHF, which stands for reinforcement, learning from human feedback, and DPO, or direct preference optimization.
So it sounds like they're really committed to building AI that aligns with their platform's specific needs and their commitment to ethical AI principles.
Absolutely. That's a key theme throughout the blog post. So to recap, we've seen how LinkedIn started with general purpose AI models, then moved towards domain adaptation with InBART, and finally landed on the EON project, which represents a significant step forward in their Gen AI journey.
It's been fascinating to trace their evolution in utilizing AI. But I'm curious, why go through all this effort to adapt existing models? What are the advantages of EON over just using those off-the-shelf models directly?
There are several key reasons.
Okay.
First, EON models are laser-focused on the needs of LinkedIn users.
Okay.
They're specifically designed to be better at things like helping people find jobs, write professional content, connect with right people, and navigate all the features that make LinkedIn unique.
So it's about creating AI that truly understands the LinkedIn ecosystem and its users. What other advantages do the EON models offer?
Well, another crucial factor is responsible AI. As I mentioned earlier, EON models are trained to adhere to LinkedIn's stringent responsible AI guidelines.
Okay.
This ensures they avoid issues like bias, discrimination, and other potential pitfalls that could arise with generic models. They're specifically designed to promote ethical and fair use within a professional setting like LinkedIn.
That's an incredibly important consideration, especially in a context where AI could have a significant impact on people's careers and professional opportunities.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that sets EON in apart?
Yes. The third key reason is the way EON models are designed to approach complex tasks. They're built for multi-step reasoning, meaning they can break down complex actions into smaller, manageable steps. This allows them to be much better at things like problem-solving planning, and even having more natural and nuanced conversations with users.
It sounds like they've really put a lot of thought into creating an AI system that is both powerful and responsible.
Yeah.
But I'm sure our listeners are wondering, how do they go about selecting the right base model for Aeon N and then evaluating its performance after all this training?
That's an excellent question. And the blog post goes into quite a bit of detail about their process.
Okay.
To choose the optimal foundation model, they put a range of state-of-the-art models through rigorous testing.
Wow.
We're talking about models like Llama Mixtral and Mistral,
Okay.
all major players in the Gen AI space. Their evaluation focused on factors like reasoning ability, how well they follow instructions, and of course, safety.
I can only imagine how involved that testing process must have been. Did they have a specific methodology for evaluating these models?
Yes. They used a combination of publicly available benchmarks like RC, MUSSIS, REvil, and BFCL, and their own internally developed evaluation methods.
Okay.
These benchmarks cover a wide range of AI capabilities, helping them assess the strengths and weaknesses of each model. Interestingly, they even used variants of GPT-4 as a benchmark in some of their tests.
It's interesting. It seems counterintuitive to use a competitor's model to evaluate your own. Why did they choose to do that?
It might seem strange at first, but using a powerful model like GPT-4 actually provides a really strong baseline for comparison. It helps them ensure that their EON models are truly competitive with the best out there and can meet the high standards they've set for themselves.
That makes sense. It's like aiming for the top of the class, even if it means measuring yourself against the toughest competition. So after all that testing, which model emerged as the front runner for their ELN project?
Well, when considering both performance and cost-effectiveness, a particular model stood out, the EON 8B, which is a domain-adapted version of the Llama 3.18B model.
Why did they choose EON 8B over some of the other options? Was it simply a matter of cost, or were there other factors involved?
It was definitely a combination of factors. While cost was a consideration, the EON 8B proved to be significantly cheaper to run than GPT-4 and GPT-4.
Yeah.
They also found that it delivered exceptional performance in their evaluations. They were particularly impressed with its capabilities in tasks like job fit assessment formatted, named entity recognition, and its scores on the Berkeley Function Calling leaderboard.
So it wasn't just a budget-friendly choice, it was actually a top performer across the board. That's quite impressive. But I'm curious about the specifics. How much cheaper was it to run the EON 8B compared to models like GPT-4?
They found that the EON 8B was a staggering 75 times cheaper to run than GPT-4 and 6 times cheaper than GPT-4o. Those are significant cost savings, especially when you consider the scale at which LinkedIn operates.
Wow, those are some substantial numbers. It sounds like they found a real sweet spot with EON 8B balancing powerful capabilities with efficiency. But before we delve into how EON 8B performed in more detail, let's take a moment to discuss their training and evaluation setup. This will give our listeners a better understanding of how they put these models through their paces.
Absolutely. They've built a robust training and evaluation pipeline specifically for these EON models. It runs on their in-house Kubernetes platform, and it covers the entire process from pre-processing the raw data to training the model, then running offline inference to generate predictions, and finally evaluating the results.
That sounds incredibly comprehensive. Can you tell us more about how this pipeline works and why it's so important for their development process?
Well, it's designed with flexibility in mind. They can easily swap in different base models, test various optimization techniques, and even experiment with different evaluation strategies. It's really a testament to their commitment to rigorous testing and continuous improvement. They're constantly refining their methods to ensure they're getting the most out of these EON models.
It sounds like they've created a really sophisticated system for developing and fine-tuning these AI models. It's impressive to see how much thought and effort they put into this entire process. But with all this talk about pipelines and benchmarks, I'm eager to hear how the EON models actually performed in practice. Did they live up to the hype?
They definitely did. They put both the EON 8B and the larger EON 70B through a battery of tests, including internal evaluations and external benchmarks. And the results were quite remarkable. They really excelled in tasks like job fit assessment formatted NER and on those complex function calling metrics from the Berkeley Function Calling leaderboard.
So they weren't just good in theory, they actually delivered when put to the test. That's
Yeah.
great to hear. Can you give us some specific examples of how they excelled in these tasks? What kind of results did they achieve?
Sure. One area where they saw particularly strong performance was in job fit assessment. They found that the EON-8B significantly improved the accuracy of matching candidates to job requirements. It even outperformed some other strong models like GPT-40 Money and the Llama 3-8B Instruct model. These are really positive results, especially when you consider how impactful this could be for LinkedIn users.
It's fascinating to see how these domain-adapted models can outperform more general-purpose AI in specific tasks. It really highlights the value of tailoring these models to a particular domain, like professional networking. But before we dive deeper into those real-world applications, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a moment to explore how LinkedIn is putting these EON models to work in their products and what the future holds for this exciting technology. Welcome back to BlogByte. We've been talking about LinkedIn's approach to building domain-adapted foundation models, and we've covered a lot of ground in terms of the why, but I'm kind of curious about the how. The blog post mentions a product called Hiring Assistant. Can you tell us a bit more about what that is and how it uses those EON models?
Sure. So Hiring Assistant is a product designed to help streamline the recruiting process. It leverages EON models to kind of automate certain tasks that are traditionally pretty time-consuming for recruiters, like evaluating candidates and assessing their fit for a certain job.
So it's like having an AI assistant helping recruiters sift through resumes and pick out the best candidates.
Exactly. One of the core components of Hiring Assistant is something called an evaluation agent. And this agent uses EON models to analyze candidate profiles and job descriptions to see how well they align.
That sounds incredibly useful, especially in today's job market, which can be super competitive. Can you share any details about how well EON models are performing in this real-world scenario?
Yeah, the blog post highlights some pretty impressive results. They found that the EON-8B model in particular has significantly improved the accuracy of their candidate job matching process. In fact, it's even outperforming some other powerful models in this specific task.
Oh, wow. Which models are we talking about here?
They found that EON-8B actually surpassed the performance of models like GPT-4 Mini and Llama 3-8B Instruct in this area. It's a pretty big achievement, and it really shows the potential of domain adaptation for getting better results in those specialized tasks.
It's clear that LinkedIn is really pushing the boundaries of Gen AI. They've gone from those early experiments to developing these really sophisticated, customized models that are actually being used in real products.
Right.
But I'm sure our listeners are wondering, what's next? Where do they go from here?
Well, the blog post does touch on some exciting future directions. They're looking to enhance these EON models to tackle even more complex challenges, especially those involving multi-step processes and interactions between different agents.
Can you give us an example of what some of those complex challenges might look like?
Sure. They're exploring things like enhancing the model's planning and reasoning capabilities, making their context representation more efficient so they can process information more effectively, and enabling them to kind of dynamically identify goals based on the situation.
So they're basically trying to make these EON models more versatile and adaptable. Are there any specific applications or use cases they're targeting with these future developments?
Well, one area that has a lot of potential is multimodal AI. This involves processing and understanding not just text, but also images, videos, and maybe even audio. Imagine if EON models could analyze your LinkedIn profile picture, your video introductions, or even your tone of voice in like virtual networking events.
Yeah, that would take personalization to a whole new level. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. Are there any other interesting avenues they're exploring?
Another area they're looking into is multilingual AI. This would let EON models communicate seamlessly with users in different languages, breaking down barriers and creating a truly global professional network.
It's pretty amazing to think about the potential impact these advancements could have on LinkedIn and on how people connect and work professionally all around the world.
Absolutely. And one thing that really stands out to me is their commitment to responsible AI throughout all of this. You know, they're not just chasing the latest AI trends, but they're carefully adapting and refining these powerful tools to address real-world problems in a way that aligns with their values and their dedication to creating a safe and fair platform.
Yeah, that's such an important point. It's not just about building powerful AI, it's about building trustworthy AI. And that's definitely something everyone in this field needs to keep in mind. So to kind of wrap things up, what are the key takeaways you want our listeners to remember about LinkedIn's work with EON models?
I think the main takeaway is the power of domain adaptation. You know, by tailoring these foundation models to the specific needs and context of LinkedIn, they've been able to get some really impressive results, both in terms of performance and cost effectiveness.
It's been a fascinating journey tracing their evolution from those early AI-assisted messaging features to developing their own domain-adapted models, and now integrating those models into products like Hiring Assistant. And it's exciting to think about what these models could do to transform the way we connect and work in the future.
For sure.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how they're pushing the limits of what we can do with AI. And like you said, doing it responsibly and ethically. So for our listeners who want to learn more about this, where can they go?
The blog post we've been talking about is a great starting point. How we built domain-adapted foundation Gen AI models to power our platform. It's on LinkedIn's engineering blog.
We'll definitely put a link to that in the episode description so everyone can go check it out. And to all our listeners, we'd love to hear what you think. What are your predictions for the future of this kind of like domain-adapted AI? Share your thoughts and keep the conversation going. Until next time, happy learning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great having you. Thanks for listening, everyone.